Welcome to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins, where you will learn from the experts how to build relationships and convert them into money. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dirk Cummins.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. I'm your host, Dirk Cummins, and the opening segment of our show is being brought to you by GMS Dental Centers of Excellence. Dislike going to the dentist? GMS Dental Centers of Excellence will change your mind and brighten your smile. Visit any of their 8 Houston locations today and be wowed. I'm really excited about today's show. Our featured guest today is Mr. John Bellavi, of the CEO of Main Street Chamber, the fastest growing chamber in the United States. But before we meet our guest, I'd like to say thank you to all of our ambassadors and sponsors for all the great works that they perform within the small business community every day. Most of all, I'd like to thank all the listeners of our show. Each week, you reach out to us with your phone calls and emails so we can help you, the small business owner, succeed in your business. If you'd like to call in and talk with us, you can reach us at 347-989-1363. Again, that's 347-989-1363. Or if you'd like to comment on the show, have any suggestions or even criticisms, you can go to www.networkingonmainstreetwithdirkcummins.com. And Dirk Cummins is spelled DirkCummins, just like the diesel. And send us an email. You can send us emails. Register to be a guest. There's a lot of things you can do when you get onto our webpage. You can tweet us at Tough Talk Radio. We're on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, all you need to do is to go to our website at Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins and register. There's a link there. Just click to register to be a guest. If you're a contributor to small business, if you own your own business, if you have a really good story to tell, we'd love to have you on the show. So just go to networkingonmainstreetwithdirkcummins.com and click on the register to be a guest tab. Our producer, Mr. Tony Gambone, will get you scheduled in the show. But if you want to get on the show in June, you better get moving now and start scheduling it. Again, you can call in to speak with myself or with our guest today at 347-989-1363. And before I bring John on, I have an announcement to make. Tuesday, March 19th, 2013, is the Houston Small Business Connections business mixer. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the fabulous private club known as Mark, which is located in the beautiful city center complex at I-10 West and the Beltway. Now, this is a free event, and it's jointly sponsored by Main Street Chamber, Small Business Today Magazine, the Referral Institute of Houston, Cruz and Hughes Radio Show, and Stephen K. Media. So mark your calendar, Tuesday, March 19th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the fabulous private club known as Mark. Well, I'm going to bring on our guest now because he has a lot to share with us. I have a wonderful working relationship with this gentleman and have had so for, it's been almost a year now. Are you there this morning, John?
Good morning, Dirk. Yes, I am.
Good. We're coming up on our first anniversary of Main Street Chamber being opened in the greater Houston area, and we're just excited about it. We've got a great event coming up on May 2nd to celebrate that, and we're hoping that either our big event in May or the big one coming up in October that you guys are going to be able to come in from the home office.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Would love to be a part of your events there, Dirk, and everything that you're doing in the Houston, specifically marketplace, or throughout Texas. So, yeah, I'd be more than happy to bring the golf clubs as well.
That always works. I think next to maybe having the most restaurants in the country in a single city. We may have a lot of the great golf clubs in this city as well. So it's fun to play a little golf here. Hey, why don't you take a few minutes and tell our listeners about you and about how you got involved with Main Street and why Main Street Chamber is the fastest growing chamber in the United States and in Houston, by the way.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on the radio show. You know, I'm very fortunate that we have quality people within Main Street Chamber that really understand our business model, understand that we're all about, you know, helping others and giving the business owner an advantage, which today in the, I call it the new economy. I don't really reference as a bad economy, good economy, or, you know, I say the new economy. Things have certainly shifted over the last 5 to 7 years. So, you know, our business model really makes sense for the small business owner. I like to say for the financially underserved business, which that really constitutes small, mid-size, and even large companies, we can help with what we have. For free lifetime membership, free admission to events, free advertising for our member. You know, that's the advantage that a business owner needs today. So, you know, to give you just a quick history, you know, I've been in Vegas here, Las Vegas, Nevada, for, 18 years now, and owned a brokerage firm here in Las Vegas. And about 6 years ago, it's probably outside of 6 years, I met a gentleman on the golf course. It was just really a chance meeting, two people on the golf course. Larry Kozin, the founder of Main Street Chamber, and it was at the time it was on the shelf, and it was branded under a different name, the National Chamber of Commerce, which, you know, at the time was good, but what we found about 4 years ago, fast forward, I mean, we hit it off, and we saw potential with this Chamber of Commerce, this National Chamber of Commerce that could give away free lifetime memberships, and really be a marketing system for, you know, a primary business. Certainly there's standalone revenue for the chamber, but we felt a way to really make a difference and impact every business community that we went into. So here we are. We saw that the name National Chamber, we look like a governmental agency. In fact, our logo was, you know, looked like the presidential seal. And when all the, you know, government was, you know, bailing out big businesses, it kind of didn't really look good for us because we looked like the government. So we said, okay, it's time to really align ourselves and go through a rebranding, align ourselves with the, you know, business owner, the financially underserved businesses. So 9 months later, you know, many focus groups and a design artist. I mean, we looked at so many different designs and names, and sure enough, hence, you know, Main Street Chamber was born. Thank goodness not Wall Street Chamber. But what we did is, you know, when Main Street Chamber and, you know, it was, again, just a company that's been around for now 13 years, but with the rebranding, you know, we thought it was the right name to really take this message and start opening up chapters across the United States. You know, here it is 4 years later, you know, over 160 chapters sold, and membership with employees over 125,000, and we're just getting started. I mean, it's, and the reason we're growing so fast and we have become the fastest growing chamber of commerce is because we have the mindset, and our leadership does as well, you know, that give first mindset, give first, expect nothing in return. And what we find is the business comes back to us 100-fold, and that's really what we're seeing. And even leadership at the local level that have a primary business, but know that, you know, owning a chamber of commerce is a great way to really showcase your primary business. And we just see this as a working business model. We're really having an impact. And, boy, the quality people. And I want to thank the ambassadors and the sponsors, because it couldn't be possible without, you know, the people behind the scenes. And I say the ambassadors that help at the local level, that give of their time freely to really help build a membership, promote events, and our sponsors. You know, it's because of our local and national sponsors that we're able to do what we do, give away free lifetime memberships, And so I want to thank each and every one of you that are listening out there.
You know, it's been a remarkable growth pattern that most businesses can only envy and dream about, the way we've been able to grow. But to give first, expect nothing in return mindset that espouses the chamber and all of the chapters in the chamber is a wonderful way for businesses to be able to end up doing business. I was in a meeting yesterday, and there were about 19 of us there, and they were volunteers from the three main chapters in the Houston area. Their ambassadors were there, and because we're sitting there planning an event, and we have the chairman for the event is Mr. Grant Sadler of GMS Dental Services. And, you know, he's not only a sponsor, he's an ambassador. And the one thing that he stands up freely and tells everyone that there has never been a Main Street Chamber event that he's been to where he hasn't picked up valuable contacts and done business with all of them, believe it or not. He's got an amazing streak going. But we're hearing that from more and more business owners, that they're coming in, they're learning that when they give first, especially in that ambassador role, that it just helps them develop their core business, and they're able to start taking it to new levels as well. Have you found that in most of the chapters as well?
Oh, that's a common thread. You know, people and networking, I mean, I could talk all day about networking, and, you know, I do want to spend some time talking about networking events and how people today, it's not what you know or who you know, it's who knows you and what you do. You know, that give first mindset, you know, that's nothing new. You know, people refer to it as a spiritual principle or a universal principle, whatever you call it. You know, in today's new economy, to have that right mindset that you give first, you know, the rest will follow. You know, you'll be taken care of. There's no doubt about it. People that go to networking events understand that. I think today the business owner is a lot wiser, a lot smarter than years ago. They used to go to networking events, pass out their cards, not develop any relationships, and just, you know, go in there, pass out as many cards as possible, and then just leave. You know, today networking events take on a whole new dynamic, because I think people today more than ever realize it's about building relationships. It's really about helping the person that you're talking to, helping them get business, introducing them to contacts that can possibly use their good service or product. See, that kind of mindset, you go in there, and first of all, people are going to think you're the best thing since sliced bread. They're going to like you, they're going to trust you, and they're going to want to do business with you. And that's really the synergy and what we're creating at these networking events. And we're not putting pressure on the business owner to write business that night, but here's what we know: when you're paying for an event or function, and there's a lot of businesses out there, organizations, membership organizations that charge for event and functions, and that's okay, that's their business model, we don't. But when you're paying $20 to get in the door, $30, there's a little, and you do that a few times, you know, in a week or in a month, there's a little pressure to get that money back, you know, and that's where, you know, it's you either get negative and you don't want anything to do with networking events after a certain amount of time because you feel you're not getting the return on investment, or it's just,
But keep that thought, because we're going to talk about networking events and the attitude of know, like, and trust when we get back. Now, this segment of our show was brought to you by GMS Dental Center. Just like going to the dentist, GMS Dental Centers of Excellence will change your mind and brighten your smile. Visit any of their 8 Houston locations today. And now a word from our sponsors.
Join us at Government Procurement Connections, GPC, making the right connections at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, on March 28, 2013. The GPC is the premier conference shining brightly from the Southwest region of the United States. GPC, making the right connections, features must-attend workshops under one roof, face-to-face meetings, information-packed expos, and opportunities to introduce your products or services to over 200 local, state, and federal agencies, as well as large prime exhibitors. So register today. You can do so by going to HoustonGPC.org. That's HoustonGPC.org.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to MainStreetChamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Welcome back to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get the word out about your business, check out the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com. If you'd like to call in and speak with us on the show, the number is 347-989-1363. You can call in and ask us any questions that you would like about helping to develop your small business, how we can help you at our networking events develop your small business. And my guest today is John Bellavi, the CEO of Main Street Chamber, the fastest growing chamber in the United States and in the greater Houston area. And John, before we pick back up where we were talking about, you know, what's one of our chapter presidents, Tony Gambone, he has the Katy, he's the president of the Katy chapter, is spearheading a wonderful move for our members. I think you may have heard the commercial during the break from the GPC, which is a great event where small businesses can turn around and fill a gap that big businesses have by working together with them to fulfill government contracts. And Tony's been such an integral part of this. And we've had some of the guests on there, and you know, we have found another way through Main Street Chamber and Tony's good works to be able to help our small businesses create another revenue stream and even create a new business entirely. And it's that's what the Main Street Chamber is about. And when we talked about the free networking events, and that's our business model versus some of the other models that need to make revenues off of their members' backs, ours is different. And can you talk a little bit of why it works so well?
Yeah, sure. And I appreciate what Tony's doing and, you know, bringing, you know, business owners together to collaborate for a greater purpose to fill gaps is just, that has the making for something special. And that's just, it's great to hear, you know, that forward thinking to really help out many people, many companies. And, you know, today I think, Dirk, more than ever, I mean, business is still happening. You know, is it like it was years ago? You know, no, certainly not. Things have changed. You know, if I had a nickel for every time someone told me they made more money 5-10 years ago, you know, I probably wouldn't have to work weekends. But, you know, the point is that, you know, business is still happening out there. But one thing that I think I've seen probably more just the reality is that, you know, people do not want to be sold. Business owners don't want to be sold. They're still buying, but they don't want to be sold. They, you know, seeing a salesperson a mile away, You know, you get the garlic out, you put up the cross. You know, again, it's just the business owner, just that's where he's at right now. That's the mindset. So, you know, what you want to do is it's about building that relationship, getting to know somebody and really taking a special interest in their business and how you can help them build their business. And, again, with that mindset, you know, that just really lets the fences down, allow somebody to be more open-minded and receptive to what your good service or product is. And just through that, you know, not only do they respect you, they like you, and they feel you're a great person, because chances are you've listened to them and you've actually, you know, opened them up a little bit and let the defenses down. I just think that today that's networking at its finest. And the people that get that, they understand it, and I see that same mindset being incorporated now into social media. I see it on the internet. I mean, again, people have really taken networking and understand it's not about how much business I can get, it's how much business I can help you get, and I know I'm going to get my business.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about that, because I know that the one thing all three chapter presidents in this area, Tony, Russ, and Bertrand, have done is through the Lunch and Learn series that they all have within their chapters, and they take at least one Lunch and Learn a month and turn it into that, where they teach and help educate small business people, entrepreneurs, new startups on how to actually give first, expect nothing in return, to create that and how they network with it. And one of the, when we started this journey in the greater Houston area, you and I together a little over a year ago, when we put the planning stages together, one of the things that I didn't know was how business owners really like to get together with other business owners. And you're right about they don't want to be sold, but they're willing to buy. And, you know, they do. When they're meeting other business owners, they become top of mind of what that other business owner is doing. And they may not need the product, but they'll say, you know, let me introduce you to so-and-so. And then we move into the next part of it, and that's the referral process of networking. And they do it just naturally because they like to be with other business owners who have things in common with them.
Yeah, that's you know, that is the shift that I've certainly seen over the, you know, over the years here. And you know, again, the business owners that get it and understand it, there's so many ways to put yourself out there and get yourself known. That, you know, I don't know about Houston, but I know in Vegas there's probably, geez, six events a day. I'm talking breakfast, networking events, lunch, evening. I mean, you could, if you literally wanted to make the run and get your name out there, you could do that. And there's so many events and so many, you know, I'm not talking just Main Street Chamber. That's one event, but there's a lot of great events in your area if you just kind of uncover and look at them and you know, see if it's certainly if you have time to certainly get put yourself out there.
Yes, and fortunately in Houston, like out in Las Vegas, is we have a plethora of networking events. I mean, you could wake up at 5 in the morning and go until 9 o'clock at night, you know, virtually every Monday through Friday, and you know, you're going to be spending hundreds of dollars, obviously, but you're going to meet a lot of people. But what happens?
Yeah, there is a cost, and I think people have to be selective on their time, because we know time is, you know, the most valuable commodity that a business owner has. So it's really, you know, just sensible, I call it sensible flexibility. You really have to know where your time is best spent. Of course, free is always good. I mean, again, that's why we attract big numbers at our events, because people love free. But I see the business owner really evolving and knowing that, you know, relationships is the crux. It's not, you know, wham, bam, thank you, sir. You know, I need to close a deal and move on to the next one. You know, this is about getting to know somebody, and there's a lot of trust that goes into that. You know, the business owner has a lot of pressure if they have to meet their, you know, their monthly expenses. You know, wait a minute, you're telling me to go out to a networking event and promote somebody else's business? You know, what about my family? And that's where a lot of trust comes into to this mindset of that give first. Anybody who has consistently worked that give first mindset, they're not going back and saying it doesn't work. They know that it works. It's just getting to that point where you trust it, and it, and you'll see results in your life, and you'll get all the things that you want and then some.
Yeah, and I think one of the other more powerful reasons that, that Main Street has enjoyed this phenomenal growth is business owners are smart people. And you and I have both seen a number of other organizations open up with free events, and they're around for a month, two, maybe 3 months, and then they close down. You know, and the reason for that I think anyway, is because business owners are smart, and it doesn't matter if they were paying to come to our events or they were getting them for free. They would come anyway because of the value that they receive at the events. Business owners are value driven.
No, I agree with you, and that's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's all about the value. Now, we're in, 28 states or 29 states now in the District of Columbia. What are you looking at? How many states what are you looking at over the next 12 months?
Well, you know, our goal is, and something that, you know, Dirk, we've worked on, and we know that a million members by the end of 2014 is not is a number that we're confident will be reached, because we're at the point right now where getting members that come on board, it still amazes me, and I've told Dirk this before, it amazes me, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I see somebody signing up to be a member of Main Street Chamber. You know, and that's happening every day, all day, people signing up. So the word's out there that we really bring that value to the small, you know, financially underserved business. And, you know, could we be in all 50 states? Sure. I mean, when you're looking at a million members, there's no doubt at that point we're a force to be reckoned with. We have a voice for small business, which, quite frankly, again, probably a whole nother topic, there's not really an organization out there that it really is a voice for small business, and I just think we take that role when we become a million strong, you know. Then it's just you know, we're a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, you know, and one of the reasons I think we're going to be able to be in all 50 states is two of the toughest states to open in. Are Alaska and Hawaii, and we have a chapter in Alaska. And as a matter of fact, coming up in the next few weeks, Kat Mason, who's the president of that chapter, is going to be on the show. And it's going to be interesting to hear what they're doing up in the Anchorage area. But we have a couple people looking at our chapters in Hawaii. So that's going to be interesting. And boy, if we can get those two open, We can get the ones within the continental United States, I'm sure.
Yeah, we, you know, and Kat has done just a tremendous job in Anchorage and really having an impact in that community. I'd love to see us have a presence in Hawaii, and I think that, you know, one of us, Dirk, would probably have to go out there for their grand opening event, and I'll volunteer for that.
Yes, and I think that was really nice of you to step up and volunteer for that. I appreciate that. Well, we're up against a break again, and this segment of the show is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get the word out about your business, check out Tough Talk Radio Network. Go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com. Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. This segment is being brought to you by the forward thinkers and doers at Next Step Next. We are continuing our discussion with John Vallavi of Main Street Chamber, the fastest growing chamber in the United States. If you'd like to call in and ask some questions, the phone number is 347-989-1363. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, Dirk. Enjoying the show.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And it's great to have you on the show. Let's talk a little bit about networking, though. Tell the people, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to go about networking and building business. Let's talk a little bit about that. What have you found is absolutely the wrong way to do it?
Well, a way that really hasn't proven to be effective is to go into a networking event and be self-serving, you know, make it all about you, make it all about your business, not ask anybody any questions, but just be in the business of telling people who you are, what you do, giving a card and going on to the next person. That's not building a relationship. That's, you know, that will not work in the environment that we're in now in this new economy. And I think people that have been at networking events know what I'm talking about and have experienced that, and it's just that person walks away and you say, geez, I don't even know if I'd ever do business with that person. I mean, it's a sad reality, but there is probably not the most effective way to go to a networking event and put yourself out there.
You know, you bring that up, and it's interesting because the members of the Main Street Chamber, when I've been at mixers, they'll come up and they'll say, hey, see that guy over there? And I'll go, yeah. And I'll go, why don't you go talk to him a little bit? He just really doesn't know how to do this, and he's just trying to grab business cards. And, you know, we do that. But then there's the other part of it, too. We see a lot of people come to our events that really I don't know if the word is introverted or shy or just, you know, that inherent human nervousness of going and looking at the unknown, but they come in and they really don't know. And one of the things that we've been able to do at our chapters, and I think at most chapters throughout the country, is we actually have one of our ambassadors meet and introduce themselves to someone at the who's there coming in for the first time, and then take them around and introduce them to some of the other members and get them engaged in conversations that aren't necessarily conversations about how they're going to sell their widget, but about how businesses are growing and how someone else's business is growing and what they're doing. Have you found that holds true?
Yeah, it does. I mean, people don't know what they don't know, and you know, it's sometimes it does amaze me because you'll see somebody showing up and grabbing cards, and next thing you know, you're getting an email from this person. and you don't even remember them. You know, they didn't even introduce themselves at the event, or they really didn't leave an impression, but they're trying to ask you for business. And again, without that relationship, it's really a recipe for disaster, or, you know, not to embellish, but it's just you're not going to get business that way. I always feel that, you know, in these times, you know, people need to put themselves out there. And Dirk, I do want to talk about sponsorships, because I think, you know, that today, you know, having effective marketing through Main Street Chamber is so important to be a sponsor. There's so many benefits that you get there, and I think that, you know, people that see our sponsors, and the reason why we're existing today is for our sponsors. You know, our members want to do business with the sponsors. When they have a need, a good service or product, they're going to go to our sponsors because they feel that obligation. And that's where, you know, being a sponsor of Main Street Chamber encompasses a lot of exposure at the local level, and if you want, at the national level. And I think that, you know, it's not just one time being a sponsor at an event or setting up a table, but it's just being consistent. You know, being that pillar at the event every single time, supporting Main Street, promoting Main Street, and also being a part of the events. Again, you're looking at that develops business for you. There's no quick fix, but consistent marketing. You know, in times that we've gone through, believe it or not, companies, the first thing they cut back on is their marketing budget. In a time where you need to be consistent and probably put as much resources into marketing more than ever, people feel that, you know, I got to tighten up the belt. I got to really make budget here. I'm going to cut back on this type of advertising, or I'm going to cut back on this promotional budget. I mean, that makes it very difficult for the business owner. So we're looking at a sponsorship, just a consistent presence at every event and function, website ads where we have ad impressions where people every time they go to the website, and fortunately because of our growth, we get a lot of hits on our website, a lot of page views. People spend an average of 4 minutes on a page, which is just very encouraging. People aren't just going there and leaving. They're looking, because we've incorporated the social network into our website so its members can extend that relationship beyond the networking events. They can extend the relationships through our website, through our social network, but also having a newsletter presence. We have a newsletter that goes out every other week now. There can be a separate newsletter that goes out. You can have a consistent presence in the newsletter with a logo, press releases. So it's just kind of getting that exposure. How fast do you want to grow your business, or how much exposure do you want? Do you want to keep it in your backyard? Do you want to be statewide? Do you want to be nationwide? We're looking to take Main Street global and go beyond the borders of the United States. So it's really, you know, you have to ask yourself, what do you want out of your business, and then look to get, you know, good, effective exposure, through being a sponsorship. That's, I think, very important for businesses out there, Dirk.
Oh, it is. And, you know, one of the things that we're finding out, and when we talk to people about sponsorships, and some of them talk about, they go, well, yeah, you know, I'll do it for a month. And we really just, not that we want to discourage anyone from doing business. I mean, we are capitalists in this country, and it's good to see that capitalism is working. But we try to let them know that, you know, it's about branding. It's about getting out in front of people, and they should look at a little bit longer commitment to that. And it begins to pay off, because there's a couple of terms that you use, and I know that, and I'm going to screw them up as I do this, but one is, you know, when you're a sponsor or a chapter president, you start to get that rock star status a little bit. And the second thing is, and how do you say it? It's not who you know, it's who knows you, or something like that. Have you found that? I find that's the way the sponsors are treated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I picked it up from somebody else, but it's I'm usually not original. But it's not who you know or what you know. it's who knows you and what you do. And that's really putting yourself out there, and that's why the networking events are important and having, you know, being that pillar in the community and being a sponsor, a consistent sponsor at the Main Street Chamber events, you'll see it'll pay off huge. And that's, because here's what we know. These events, they're getting bigger and bigger. I know you have quite an event coming up here in just, in a couple months. I mean, sponsors need to get exposure. That's what it's all about, is getting inexpensive exposure of your business, your good service or product. And, you know, if you have an event that has 30 people at the event and then next month it's the same 30 people, well, there's no value in sponsorship. But when you have a marketplace that you're having 100 to 200 people consistently at events and it's not the same old, and don't get me wrong, there are some, you know, people that go to every single networking event. That's okay, and that's good, consistent advertising. But that kind of exposure on a consistent basis will pay huge dividends, and that's what I think, you know, sponsorship's all about.
It is, and the sponsors for almost exclusively turn around and tell us that, you know, this is working. This is working for us. We're picking up new clients from what we're getting here, and it's amazing that they actually, you know, contact us because they've seen us for, you know, 2, 3, 4 different events, and we treat people fairly and interested in finding out about them, and they want to do business with them. You know, we have about 2 minutes left in this segment of our show, so I don't want to get into it too deeply, but in the final segment, I think, you know, we keep talking about what the chapter presidents are doing and the chapters, and I think in the final segment of the show today, we're going to talk about how someone becomes a chapter president and what it does for their core business and how it helps grow their business and what type of person chapter presidents tend to be, because, you know, a lot of people think that, well, all the chapter presidents are skilled speakers like you are and like Tony and people like that. And it's not the case. I mean, there are a lot of just hardworking folks out there that are chapter presidents that, you know, they're not the smooth, polished, professional speakers, but they're giving a message from their heart. I think the gentleman who was a chapter president up in Mahoning Valley, you want to talk about him till we go to break?
Yeah, Joe Wren, you know, a humble fireman with no business experience whatsoever, but just had a passion and saw a lacking in the business community and saw Main Street Chamber as a vehicle to really help out many businesses. You know, within 90 days, had over 1,000 members in Mahoning Valley, and that chapter is going strong. I mean, it's, you know, that kind of mindset that really had nothing to do with how good he spoke or didn't speak or being polished. It was just about having that ambassador of goodwill mentality that really, you know, put that chapter on the map, and is just one of our, you know, one of a very successful chapter of ours.
It is, and Joe's done a fantastic job, and people don't know where the Mahoning Valley is. It's up in northeastern Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, called the Rust Belt of the nation. It's an area that had a pretty good-sized population, and it dwindled almost in half because of all the jobs that departed that area when manufacturing and the auto industry pulled out. And he did just a fantastic job. Well, we're up against a hard break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can have an opportunity to have a Main Street Chamber chapter in your area and the type of person that it may fit very well with. This segment of the show was brought to you by the Forward Thinkers and Doers at Next Step Next. Just contact Russ Johns at nextstepnext.com to learn how you can move your business forward. And we'll be right back with our final segment of the show.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m., on KKHT 100.7, The Word. Join us at Government Procurement Connections, GPC, making the right connections at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, on March 28, 2013. The GPC is the premier conference shining brightly from the Southwest region of the United States. GPC Making the Right Connections features must-attend workshops under one roof, face-to-face meetings, information-packed expos, and opportunities to introduce your products or services to over 200 local, state, and federal agencies, as well as large prime exhibitors. So register today. You can do so by going to HoustonGPC.org. That's HoustonGPC.org. Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Welcome back to the final segment of Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. Our guest today has been Mr. John Bellavi, the CEO of Main Street Chamber, the fastest growing chamber in the United States. And in a minute, we're going to be talking about how you can get involved, open your own chamber in your area as well. And if you'd like to call in and ask questions of John or myself, you can reach us at 347-989-1363. We're on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio, or you can tweet us at Tough Talk Radio. John, welcome back to the final segment of our show, and thanks for being a guest on the show today. I love having you on. It's just, although we have a working relationship together, we don't often have time to sit and really talk about how Main Street Chamber benefits people and how people can get involved, because we have to take care of, like any other business, day-to-day business needs. Why don't you talk to the folks out there about what it is to be a chapter president and own a chapter and what that business model looks like?
Yeah, I sure will. And it's been a pleasure being on the call today and being on the show. There is no monopoly on chamber being a chamber of commerce. We are a chamber of commerce. We're a for-profit chamber. Now, most of your traditional chambers are nonprofit, 501c3. And we actually have Marion County, Donna Miller, who filed nonprofit status. She is a nonprofit in Florida. But we're a for-profit, and we make that very clear. You know, nobody owns, can monopolize or owns the right to be, and anybody can be a chamber of commerce. But what we've done here is we look for people that have that ambassador of goodwill mentality. I talked about that and Joe Wrenn up there in Youngstown, Ohio, and his mindset of wanting to help people, that having that desire to help people is so important. You know, we find being a community leader, it's a very prestigious position when you own a chamber of commerce. You'll find as president of the chamber is that it will open many doors for you that would otherwise be closed, opens up doors personally, professionally, of course, financially. And, you know, what we look for is people that really get what we're doing. 70% of our owners have a primary business. They use Main Street Chamber as a marketing system to cultivate and procure additional customers or clients for their primary business, which makes sense. That's what the chamber was invented for 13 years ago, as a marketing system for a business. At the time, it was barter and it shifted into health insurance back in the day. But now we have, you know, chapter presidents that are in financial services, that sell insurance,
that are in the barter business, bookkeeping, accounting. I mean, the list goes on, but they understand and they get that it's a really a platform to not only have an impact in the business community, but also to build their primary business and the revenue for their business. Because let's face it, when you've given a business owner an advantage that's needed, free lifetime membership, free admission to events, free advertising for their business, and they need insurance, who do you think they're going to go to? The president of the chamber, if that's your good service or product. And that's just one example. So, you know, we know that, you know, it's that it's a great marketing system. It does have standalone revenue, you know, just having ownership of the chamber that's kept at 100% at the local level. There's no franchise or royalty fees, nothing that has to be shared with corporate. All revenue is kept at the local level in the local economy, which is really what we thought, you know, what we wanted from day one. And it's working. So when we look for somebody, and doesn't matter where you're at, we're still a long ways away from where we want to be. There are so many communities that need Main Street Chamber. If you have that desire to help, you know, then certainly get a hold of myself or Dirk. There is an investment, and it's based on population. It's based on the amount of materials needed, because one thing you want to make sure that you have is the materials that properly represents a chamber of commerce that the business owner comes to expect. So we make sure that you have everything that you need to be a chamber of commerce in your area, and it's on an individual basis. So it's something where if we get to that point and it's a good fit, then we'll just keep moving the process forward. But we're always looking for, you know, people that have that ambassador of goodwill mentality that want to make a difference and help the business community.
Yeah, one of the things that I found out when I was looking at the opportunity called Main Street Chamber was that, you know, when you purchase a chapter, you get a complete turnkey system where if you do what is outlined in the president's manual, and it's step by step, I mean, everything from social media to how to schedule your first event, how to get new members, what to say to people to get them to be new members, and you know, It works, and one of the things that we found here in Houston that works is when we meet someone, we just automatically say, are you a member yet? and it's interesting that they open right up to you and either tell you, yeah, I'm a member, or no, I'm not a member, we don't do chambers. And then, boy, it just, the conversation starts, and they come to the meetings, and It's a respect thing, because when you're giving first, people just flock to that, and so many people forget that giving first isn't giving away the widgets that you're manufacturing. It's about giving of yourself first to try to help the other person, and chapter presidents that get it are really successful. I mean, we have some phenomenal. I mean, we're in the greater Houston area. In a year's time, we went from zero members to over 1,000 members, and yet there's chapters, I think, in Pennsylvania and up in Minnesota that have far more members than 1,000, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Twin Cities, you know, over 3,500 members.
Yeah. And I was talking to the one in Scranton, and he's somewhere close to 3,000, he was saying, so... It's just growing, and what's interesting, it's growing in places that are not just doing well, like Houston has come through the storm from 2008. We came through pretty strong. We were fortunate enough to not be affected by a lot of it, but areas like we were talking about, Joe Wren's area up in Youngstown, Ohio, and places like that were negatively affected for years are now seeing a resurgence because of the Main Street Chamber.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, Dirk, it's every business owner out there wants to be a member of the chamber. I mean, you know, businesses, there's a reason when they say, we don't do chambers. Well, you know, it's what they're really saying is no, we don't like to pay the upfront cost and the fees at every event and function, but every business owner wants to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. That's on their itinerary, whether they're a startup or they've been in business for a long time. They want to be part of the community. They want to be part of the Chamber of Commerce. It's if they know that we're free, you know, it's the old saying, they will come. You know, if they know about us, they will come. And that's, I think, you know, us getting that word out there and becoming a major wrecking force out there for just helping businesses. We're getting to be a household mainstream name, and it's because of leaders like yourself and across the country that really just sacrifice, have commitments, dedication, loyalty, and to the cause of just helping the financially underserved businesses is what's making Main Street Chamber a success.
You know, in our logo, we have three words at the bottom of our logo: community, connection, and commerce. And it's in that order, I believe, for a reason, because, first of all, Main Street Chamber is about building a community of business owners. And business owners do know that they're doing business in a community, and they want to help that community because it's in their best interest. And then the connections, you had said earlier that, that being a chapter president or being a sponsor at Main Street Chamber, you're able to get into doors you were never able to get into at all. And commerce, if you're having trouble generating revenues for your business, talk to any of your chapter presidents. They'll work with you on being able to convert the people that you meet at the chamber into customers. And it's phenomenal how that happens. If somebody's interested in becoming a chapter president or wanting to see a chapter open in their area, is there a website they can go to, John?
Yeah, really a website that has all the information is mainstreetchamber.info, and that's just really talks about this opportunity to own and operate your own chamber of commerce, a lot of video from events, testimonials from chapter presidents, and then you can request additional information. I kind of say it's a business plan on owning and operating your chamber of commerce. Just to fill out the form, and it'll be emailed to you. MainStreetChamber.info.
Yep, and if they'd like to talk to you or myself, what's your phone number, John?
Yeah, it's toll-free, 800-536-1622. I'm extension 111. I'll just give that number again. It's 800-536-1622, extension 111.
Or they can go to 117 if they want to talk to me.
That's right.
Yeah, they can reach either one of us there. They can get us through the website, which is www.mainstreetchamber.info. And, you know, we'll get back to you. Don't be afraid to ask any question at all. I mean, we're there to help you grow your business. If you choose not to become a chapter president, guess what? We're still going to help you grow your business. It's what our tenet is: give first, expect nothing in return, and we'll be happy to help do that and put you in touch with people that can help you grow your business. How about a parting thought to the folks?
A parting thought. You know, if you're a small business owner, a financially underserved business owner, you know, be consistent, put yourself out there, let people know who you are, what you do, but have that mindset of helping people first, and you'll have more business than you know what to do with.
I'd like to thank you again, John, for being part of our show today. We're up against it now, and on behalf of our producer, Mr. Tony Gambone, the people behind the scenes who make it so easy to host this show, and our guest today, Mr. John Vallabhi, CEO of Main Street Chamber, the fastest-growing chamber in the United States. This is Dirk Cummins, your host for Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. Make it a great day.